started one of them. Why can't I make myself like,
I have to really get into something.
But I need to just force myself to do it. Like, I used to be a prolific reader. Mm-hmm. Like, I read
same
all the time. I just devoured books.
And right now seems like the time when we have the time to do this.
Amen. I'm not doing anything else. Jack
shit. Yeah.
I just unpacked my books yesterday, which is why I think it's in my head. And I was like, oh my God, I have all these great books. And I'm like, that are just going to decorate a shelf now.
Yeah.
No, it's a problem. I feel like my brain has suffered from not reading for a year. Like, I mean, I've read a little bit here and there, a few books, but like, I really should be reading several books a year. Like, this is ridiculous.
I do read several books a year. It's just that they're trash novels. So
that's okay. At least you're working that muscle, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not.
The one that I'm reading right now, but I mean, I haven't read it for a couple of weeks, is that Anatomy of a Motive, that John Douglas book that I got.
I feel like this could all be content.
I know. I am recording.
Oh.
Surprise.
Well, welcome everybody to another Shorty Edition. This is my worst date. This is for December.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, got it. Wow. Nailed it. I'm Cassie.
I'm Keegan.
I'm Christina.
What's
and up? Yeah, I mean, we're talking about books. What are you guys reading? Send us some book suggestions and we will berate ourselves for not reading them.
I mean, look, I'm not lying. The stack of books next to my bed right now, I have probably, like, not kidding, 6 books stacked up next to my bed on my nightstand right now, 3 of which I have started and I'm like part of the way through. I think that's part of the problem too, is like, I think my brain has adjusted to consuming like TV shows, like media in that way. Mm-hmm. So I can like start multiple things. I really shouldn't do that with books.
No,
I should just pick a book, commit to that book, finish that book and move on because now I have like several different storylines happening.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, where am I?
Yeah, I really need to just 2021.
Mine is journals too. Like, part of the unpacking that I did yesterday, putting the books away, I found a box full of journals, literally half full journals. Some have like one page, some have several pages. So just stack of these really nice journals that, like, someone would have given me for a gift for Christmas or whatever. And I'm just like,
do you know how I start every journal? In the beginning of every journal. And I have like several, like you. And I started one this year, right? When I was like starting my meditation journey, I'm like, I'm going to journal. And in the beginning of that journal, as with all past journals, it's like, I am committing to writing every day, even if it's just one sentence. And then you look, you've got like 3 consecutive days in a row.
Yeah, right. And
then
it.
Fast forward 5 months. And I'm like, so clearly I failed. Like the beginning of the next entry is just like, I fucking suck.
Same. Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's terrible.
I don't even try to journal. I don't enjoy writing, I think is my problem. I don't enjoy writing at all. And so for me, I get why people... why it is good, why it's therapeutic for a lot of people. But I think that that's the same thing with, in general, like how people learn, right?
Yeah.
You have people who are like tactile learners. You have people who are visual or oral or, you know. So for me, I feel like a lot of my therapy is just, I'm a talker. Like I like to just get my shit out and
well, you
move
see
on.
That in different like dating styles now. That's the reason why there's like 1,000 different dating apps geared towards hooking you on your specific you know
thing,
your specific thing. You know, there's that new app that hooks you on like taking the personality type
or
whatever.
Right.
I'm like, if you are the person that loves taking quizzes,
that's
the dating app.
Who among us is not a person who loves taking quizzes?
And now apparently on Tinder you can like send songs or whatever.
That's my love language, I have to say.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I have to say, like, somebody being thoughtful enough, because it's something that I used to do for people too, where I would like make them mix CDs or whatever. Someone being thoughtful enough to think about me while putting together like a song list.
Yep.
Sure.
Is
as much as I don't enjoy writing, I love words. So to me, like lyrics of a song, if you were thinking about those lyrics and it correlated it to me in some way, is very thoughtful.
Yes,
there's something very
Well, because there's something very primal about music, right? Like it touches you like in a, it's it
triggers,
like, it bypasses a lot of like your cognitive stuff that where you're process, where you're like being very critical. Mm-hmm. It's more emotional to me, like mm-hmm. I, like yeah. music is. So if somebody's listening to a song and it makes them think about me, that's something very special.
Yeah,
you know.
No, that's what hooked me. Like next Sunday will be a year.
I can't believe it.
What? With Eric. So it was right around this time, and of course I'm such a schmaltz. I saved, like, we were like communicating in every single way, mm-hmm. Last year, like emails, texts, phone calls till 5 a.m, like all that jazz. So I was just like cleaning out my email the other day, and I'm like, oh my God, it's like a year ago today, like emailed me this like long, like playlist.
Amazing.
Pretty much like, and yeah, so I'm definitely, that's my love language too. Mm-hmm. Cause mm-hmm. I was like, oh, he's thinking about me. What song would somebody have to send you that you'd be like, holy shit, they get me.
Mm.
They get me so well.
It'd probably be like something Radiohead mm-hmm. or Beck. I did have my guy friends one time told me, I hadn't seen this one friend of mine for a really long time, and he was like, oh my God, he goes, I heard this Weezer song and it totally reminded me of you. And I'm like, so funny, like what songs like pop up and, yeah. and people are like, oh my God, that song reminds me of you.
Yeah,
right. And it's not like, I don't think it was the song specifically. Mm-hmm. I think it was just like who I was at that time when he knew me.
100.
And I was like, yeah, no, 100. That tracks. And I'm not mad at that at all.
Right. I think it depends on who's sending it.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. And what your relationship with that person is like. Mm-hmm. But I would say if someone were to send me like a Belle and Sebastian song, mm-hmm. right? Or like even an Iron and Wine song.
Sure, yeah.
Or Sufjan Stevens or like something like that, because it's not something that I advertise that much. And if they were like, this made me like think about you or whatever, I would be probably like, wow.
Yeah. I would definitely think it would be a Radiohead. But that happened to me the other day, Christina, and I sent it to both of you guys, but there was a song that Daily Zeitgeist had played, mm-hmm. and I was like, this song, I just really was like, I really feel like Eric would appreciate this song specifically. Like, I just kind of get his type of music, and I'm like, I feel like he'd like this song, and it just popped, and I'm like, it's a really good song, and it was just out of nowhere for me, and I was just like, this is so obscure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
he sent me this random playlist, and we hadn't known each other that well yet. But one of the songs on there was I forget. I think it's Shelley Duvall who sings it. He Needs Me. That he needs me. He needs me. That one. Do you know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. No.
It's been in movies and stuff like that before. I forget which soundtrack it's from, but it was something I never would have thought of in a million years. But
right.
that's the one I was like,
that hit.
Aww. Yeah. And you never know. And so, because, yeah, I of course, have built this thing that I used to do with dates, is be like, oh, like make a playlist of 5 songs to describe yourself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Fun.
And so, yeah, mine were like Radiohead, Pink Floyd and stuff like that. And then this random song, I was like, oh, I feel like he gets it and he gets me.
Yeah.
And I never would have picked it for myself.
Never in a million years would have even probably picked up that song ever. And then you're just like, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that kind of. See, that's how shit like that happens, though. Like when you're like, how you find your song, right? Like I remember when Chris and I got married, I was like, what are we going to dance to? Like, what's our song? But our song, for sure, hands down, is Postal Service.
Mm-hmm. Such Great Heights.
Mm-hmm. And it was such a great, when that song came out, it like just hit that note. I was traveling all the time when I'm on the road, you know, like we're perfect puzzle pieces, blah, blah, blah. It was just like that song, like lyrically was just so hit both of us. And then, but we ended up, I was like, how do you dance to that song? Like, it's not a good dance to your song, to your, at your wedding kind of song. So we ended up going with In My Life, which I still love. And mm-hmm. also probably a bit obscure, but I love that song too.
Oh, no, that's not obscure at all. I love that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
but so. I think the moral of the story is like effort.
Yes. 100.
Anyone that's willing to like meet you on your level, to like love you in the way that you want to be loved, is priceless.
Mm-hmm.
So grateful for that. in friendship and in relationships.
Yeah.
From there.
Yeah.
That was sweet. Wait, opening.
Nice.
Would you rather?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Okay. So there was a couple fun ones in here, but I like this one. All right. Would you rather be forced to look at yourself in every reflective surface you pass?
No.
For at least 20 seconds or never see your reflection again?
Never.
Again. Look at myself?
Never. Look at myself.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. You and me, Cassie, we're like, nah. I look at myself at every reflective surface anyway.
Already.
Exactly. When I walk past.
Cannot stand it. I don't. It's not that I don't like what I look like, but yeah, it's just not fun for me to look in a mirror or what have you. I think, yeah, it used to be like an obsession of finding flaws and stuff. And now I just would rather just avoid it altogether. I'm just like, whatever. This is what I look like.
I love a mirror. I really do.
Same. I literally would be like, yeah, that's fine.
Now, if we change this to be like, would I rather be surprised and unexpectedly open my phone camera to a front facing
view? Oh, no.
View, the answer would be no. Because like that is
never.
You have never felt uglier than when you accidentally like look at yourself in a front facing camera. But in a reflection, you know, I actually saw something that I thought was very useful. There was like a study done basically saying that like when you take selfies with a front facing camera, your features are distorted. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes when you feel like when you're taking a selfie and you're like, why do I look like this? Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I'm so ugly or like whatever.
But you see yourself the way other people see you, right? Isn't that what idea is?
No, it's that the way that the camera is and the distance from your face and stuff like that, it distorts, it makes your nose look bigger. It distorts your features, you know, whereas like, so if you look at yourself in the mirror, that's what you look like, right? To other people. If you look at yourself in a front-facing camera, it's distorted in some way, you know, which is why like angles and stuff matter so much.
Right.
So if you like what you look like in the mirror and not what you look like in a selfie, just know that the mirror is more accurate.
Oh, well, that's actually good news for me.
I like that better.
Because I do not like taking selfies.
Yeah, like the angles, like they have to be just right when you're taking a selfie.
Hit that right light. Hit the
get your good side.
Aw, yay. Well, let's hop into stories. Okay. I got this one from Reddit. And I shared this story many times before, but here's the Reader's Digest version. She arrived at the date 10 years older than her pictures. And then she asked the waitress to give us a table near a television. And when seated, she asked them to put on Dawson's Creek, which would start in about 3 minutes.
What year is this?
And turn on closed captioning. I waited until she was situated. Then I said, I'd like you to have a nice dinner and enjoy your show. Put $20 on the table, got up and left.
She didn't even notice.
Like, she wanted to put on Dawson's Creek like it's an NFL football game. Like, right. Why?
And on a date. She's like, I got to know what happens to Joey.
In the year 2020. She's like.
She's like, if you don't mind, that's channel 43 right there. Go ahead and hit that closed caption button for me. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is also from Reddit. This guy took me out for a really nice dinner, something I could never afford on a regular day. It was a fantastic dinner, great food and drinks, okay conversation where he talked about himself most of the time until he remembered he was with someone. Time to pay. The guy had a coupon, which
I love a coupon, which
I don't mind. I am all for saving money. However, this coupon, which was for a free meal up to $50, had expired like a year before.
Oh no.
Our bill came up to about $47 and some change. Waiter came back and said that the coupon wouldn't work and asked if we had another way to pay. Guy said he didn't have his wallet and wanted to just dine and dash.
What?
I said no and paid with my card. I pulled some cash out to tip the waiter. I don't like tipping on a card. And he said, "Don't tip him. Waiters get paid enough."
Oh, wow.
What?
Wow.
Besides, he made the coupon invalid. Their job is to rip people off.
Wow. Fuck this guy.
Uh-huh. I had worked as a waiter and I took offense. I paid and tipped and we left. It just got worse after that, where he refused to take me home until I threatened him. I took my loss on the meal because he would want to see me again to repay me, and I didn't bother answering his numerous texts or calls.
Yeah, that's probably the best $40 you've ever spent to not have to interact with
ever
that person.
See this human being again.
Ever again.
Like, who thinks it's appropriate to treat wait staff like that? Like in front of anyone, like period, ever, and that but take, in front of other people,
that take,
what a take. Like, you've obviously never worked in a restaurant, sir, if you think that servers make too much money.
Wow. All right. So, going to a Chinese restaurant, triple date, having my date seem incredibly tired and non-stop sniffling and clearing his nose loudly.
COVID. Get out of there.
Right? Cocaine.
Insisting he was exhausted from work and coming down with a cold. He had a labor-intensive union job. Soon after insisting this, he actually fell asleep on the table. Spoiler alert, he was on heroin.
I was guessing.
And this would happen many, many, many more times, increasingly inappropriate places.
Wait. Why? How many dates did this person go on?
My question. Why would you be aware of more of this happening?
Many, the many, first time many is times? Like, means that, like, okay, because the first time, all right, I would forgive a second time, because maybe you're like, oh, I don't know, maybe he was just really tired from working late. But after it happens the next time,
Yeah. I'm out. I'm the same as you. I'm inclined to give someone the benefit of the doubt. But sure. Yeah, after time two, I'm like, yeah, even if it isn't, you know, heroin or what have you, if you seem like you're too tired to have a relationship. So
yeah,
it's not going to work.
Yes.
You're too tired for a relationship.
You got a full sketch. Then it's not going
to
work.
That would be me if I was ever single again. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm too tired to date someone new.
Well, especially this time of year. Right? Like, can we meet up at dinner at 3?
Oh, yes. My God.
Oh, God. Right? Can we make it a lunch date? I can squeeze you in during my lunch hour while the sun's still out.
Exactly. Okay. This one says, I met a film lover in my junior year in college. She was a freshman but knew her movies. I wanted to introduce her to a genre she wasn't familiar with called film noir. Like, she wasn't familiar with film noir. Right. She was really into movies. I'm like,
I like how it was introduced in this story as if maybe we weren't familiar with it either, you know? Exactly. Have you ever heard of this? Have you ever heard of this thing, film noir?
Have you heard of Friends? Have you ever seen that show?
I saw an ad in the student newspaper that one of the films was running at an art house in the rundown section of the city. I called and asked her to go with me. I'd been there before. I don't think that I had told her that the place was run down with slash seats, a floor that your feet stick to, and restrooms that a bum wouldn't have used. We got into the movie. When it was coming up to a peak, a damn big mouse ran up my pants leg.
No.
I was focused on the movie, so I just stood up, dropped my pants, shook the animal out, and then just kept watching the movie.
No! Okay.
I'm sorry. What's wrong with this person?
Sir.
We discussed the movie and the techniques on the walk back to her place. And when I asked for a second date, she gave me a flat, dead, cold no.
Yeah.
I started walking home. I'd only walked a short distance when I realized that I had not explained the pants episode.
No.
No, you hadn't, you weirdo.
No.
Like, what the hell?
Psycho.
So for all she knows, he stands up at the climax of the movie, drops his pants and shakes, and then sits back down.
Yeah, that's weird behavior. Though, like, it makes me wonder, like, what is wrong with this person that he didn't immediately think that this was going to be strange?
Right.
Like, it took time for your brain to process that maybe this was weird.
That's like an empathy thing, you know?
Yeah. What's happening?
It's not. It's that trigger that you get when you're like, what does someone else think of this behavior?
Exactly. It's that feeling like whenever you clean your bedroom and then you step out and you walk back in as though you're a stranger seeing the bedroom for the first time. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have that. Or yeah. like when you get on Facebook on somebody else's page and you go to your page so you can see what it looks like from a stranger's perspective.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
That sort of situation. He's missing whatever that is.
Yeah.
I actually have another one I can tell.
Okay.
I went on a first date and the guy was a bit odd, but that's but okay, that's cool. I can do odd. He had a bachelor's degree in IT, but was unemployed and living in his grandma's house. Not my idea of a turn on, but I can deal. We went to Indian food, which I love. We enjoy the food and talk a bit more. He had never had a long-term relationship and had only slept with one girl. So yeah, lots of fun red flags at this point. But
yeah.
I like conversations and the guy seemed a bit lonely. So dinner is winding down and I'm contemplating my exit strategy for afterward. Then it happened. Dinner was over. We were about to head on our way. Before we could, though, he picked up the plate and licked it. Licked it clean. Oh,
I just got chills.
Not just a single lick, but the whole goddamn plate.
No.
After my amazement subsided, he invited me back to his grandma's place. I politely declined, of course, and did what I think is a favor. I sat him down and explained some of the things he did wrong over the date. Ooh, I hope he God used the information damn I gave him for his next date.
The big balls on Brett. Wow.
You know she's what, like, though?
Sir, please sit down. We have a little conversation.
She did do him a favor, though. She did.
Never lick the plate.
He picked up the plate and licked it clean.
My God. Are you a in public toddler? Oh, my okay God.
So I have a true shorty here. We saw a movie. There had to be an empty seat in between us because, quote, it was saved for Jesus. I wish I was kidding.
What movie were you seeing? Was Jesus like, Passion I really want to see the new Terminator? I heard it's good.
Oh, oh no. Don't like that.
Yeah. 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 I mean, no. It's, you know, I've talked about it on the podcast
before. I guess
it's
better than your invisible friend.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, I mean, no, it's like that time that I tried to go on a date with somebody that was extremely religious. And at the end of the day, I'm like, I just had to bow out. I feel like, you know, I don't have any problem with him, you know, having those views and everything, but if it's not for you, it's not for you. And I feel like some things are big things.
All right. So, yeah, if you guys have short stories or long stories, holiday stories, quarantine dating stories, drop them at our one-stop shop of a website. It's myworstdatepodcast.com. And we love you so much.
Cheers.